Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're looking at a molecule that's really stirring up a lot of conversation in metabolic health, retatrutide.
Yeah, that name seems to be cropping up everywhere if you're following developments in this area. A lot of buzz.
Definitely. And our goal here for this deep dive is to sift through the source material you shared, you know, the articles, the research, and get a clear picture. What is retatrutide? How does it actually work? And what's the early data really suggesting about its potential, especially for weight loss and metabolic health overall?
Well, when you see early results like this showing such potential, it naturally gets people talking, you know, in clinical circles, general health discussions, even performance science folks are curious. Everyone wants to get a handle on the mechanism and the implications.
Exactly. Now, super important point before we dive deeper. We absolutely have to stress this. Retatrutide is an investigational drug right now.
Still in trials.
Still in clinical trials, absolutely not approved for general use. So this conversation is purely for informational, educational purposes. We're looking at the early data, preclinical stuff.
Not endorsement.
Not an endorsement at all. Always, always talk to a qualified healthcare professional before thinking about any new health treatment or intervention.
Critical point. This is very much still in the research and testing phase. Rigorous testing.
Right. Okay, so with that clear, let's start unpacking it. We'll look at its unique mechanism, what sets it apart.
Mm-hmm.
Then the data, which is pretty striking,
mm-hmm.
benefits beyond just weight loss, and then crucially, safety and what we still need to learn long term.
Good plan. So where do we start? The core mechanism, maybe. What makes this thing tick?
Okay, yeah, let's get into that. What makes retatrutide different? It's described as novel, first in class, a single molecule.
And the real novelty is in how it works. It's not just hitting one target or even two like some others. It's a triple agonist.
Triple agonist. Meaning?
Meaning it's designed to activate receptors for three different hormones all at the same time.
Okay. And those three are GLP-1, GIP, and glucagon.
Exactly. GLT-1 and GIP, people might know them as incretins. Your gut releases them after you eat. They do a few key things. They tell the pancreas to release insulin, but crucially, only when glucose is high, so it helps control blood sugar smartly. They also slow down stomach emptying.
Makes you feel fuller.
Right. Contributes to satiety. And they act on the brain's appetite centers, too.
Okay, so blood sugar management and feeling full. Got it.
Now, glucagon, that one usually raises blood sugar, right? Sort of the opposite of insulin.
Yeah, it seems counterintuitive for weight loss.
It does, initially.
Yeah.
But activating that glucagon receptor in this specific combination seems to add something else. It might boost energy expenditure, maybe help break down fat stores.
So it's a combo that's potentially powerful, yeah. Not just activating glucagon on its own.
That seems to be the thinking. We've seen great things from drugs hitting just GLP-1, like semaglutide, or GLP-1 and GIP, like tirzepatide. Retatrutide is basically asking, what happens if we engage all three pathways together? Could there be a synergy?
A bigger effect overall.
Potentially, yeah. Aiming for greater outcomes than hitting just one or two.
Right. It's like tackling the problem from multiple angles with just one tool. Is there a term for that?
Yeah. They call it unimolecular polypharmacology. Basically, one molecule designed to hit multiple targets relevant to a complex condition like obesity.
Okay. Unimolecular polypharmacology. Got it. So that's the theory, the triple action. How did that actually play out in the early studies? What did the data show?
Right, the data. This is where, you know, the excitement really stems from. Those phase two trials showed results that, well, people are using the word unprecedented, especially for weight loss.
Unprecedented is a big claim. What kind of numbers are we actually looking at?
Okay, so in the phase two trials, people with obesity on the highest doses, they saw an average weight loss of over 24% of their starting body weight.
Whoa, hang on. Over 24% in how long?
In 48 weeks.
Almost a year. That's huge. That's getting into bariatric surgery territory, isn't it?
It really is. And that's the average on the high dose. Some individual participants reportedly lost, get this, up to 31% of their body weight.
31%. In how long?
Some reports mentioned as little as 8 months.
Goodness. Losing almost a third of your body weight in, like, 8 months. How does that compare to the current drugs people might know?
It's significantly more weight loss than typically seen with the existing single or dual agonists that are approved now. One of the sources you sent, that NBC 10 article, really highlighted these specific percentages from the mid-stage trials.
Yeah, I saw that. And just to connect this back for people listening, why is that level of weight loss such a big deal? It's not just about looks, obviously.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, yes, it's visible, but weight loss of that magnitude can have just profound effects on health. It could drastically reduce risks for heart disease, improve blood pressure, cholesterol, take pressure off joints, basically improve a whole spectrum of obesity-related health problems.
So that level of effectiveness is why it's generating so much attention.
Exactly. That's why the scientific community is watching so closely.
Okay, so the weight loss numbers are, frankly, staggering. But does retatrutide's impact stop there? What about other metabolic stuff beyond the scale?
No, it definitely seems to go beyond just weight. And this is where that triple action might really be showing its comprehensive benefit.
Like blood sugar? Didn't it help with that?
Yes, definitely. The data showed effective improvements there too. Substantial reductions in HbA1c levels, which is a key marker for blood sugar control, especially in people with type 2 diabetes.
Right, that's critical for managing diabetes long term.
Yeah.
And how does the mechanism tie into that?
Well, think back to the hormones. The GLP-1 and GIP parts help the pancreas release insulin appropriately when glucose is high, and they also suppress glucagon release, which helps lower sugar. And then that glucagon receptor activation, while maybe seeming odd, seems to play a role in overall glucose balance, too, in this context. Source 2 mentioned this. It's the combined effect that seems beneficial for blood sugar.
Tackling it from multiple angles again. What about fats in the blood, like cholesterol, triglycerides?
Yeah, Source 2 also pointed to favorable effects there. Reductions in triglycerides, improvements in overall lipid metabolism.
Okay, so blood sugar, lipids. Any word on liver health? Fatty liver disease is such a huge issue linked to obesity.
Mm-hmm. And that's another area where the data looked really interesting, specifically for MASLD, metabolic dysfunction-associated steatotic liver disease. It used to be called NFLD.
Right. MASLD. Very common. Very serious. What did they find?
Well, Source 3, that AASLD abstract, had some pretty remarkable findings. In people who had both obesity and MASLD, retatrutide apparently resolved the liver steatosis, the excess fat in the liver.
Resolved it, meaning it went away.
In over 85% of the subjects in that particular analysis, yes.
Wow. Resolved liver fat in more than 85%. That's potentially huge for liver health.
It really is. And importantly, that resolution was strongly linked to the significant weight loss they also experienced. So it suggests the drug is really impacting these core metabolic pathways comprehensively.
So it's not just a weight loss drug. It's hitting multiple related health problems at once.
That seems to be the picture emerging from the early data, yes.
Okay. Now, when you throw around numbers like 24, 31% weight loss, 85% liver fat resolution, I mean, of course there's going to be hype.
Oh, inevitably. Numbers like that grab headlines.
You see it everywhere online, right? People talking about it for health, longevity, even athletic performance.
Understandably. That level of reported efficacy is bound to generate widespread interest.
But we have to pump the brakes a bit, right? Balance the excitement with, well, reality. What's the story on safety and how well people actually tolerated it?
Absolutely crucial. Tempering the hype with caution is essential here. So the initial safety data suggests the profile that's broadly similar to other drugs in this incretin class.
Which usually means?
Usually means gastrointestinal side effects are the most common issue. Things like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation.
Okay. Pretty standard for these types of meds. Were they worse with retatrutide, maybe because the effects were stronger or doses higher?
That's a good question. The side effects did seem dose-dependent, often more noticeable at the higher doses needed for maximum weight loss. Source 4, that MedPath article, mentioned some practical challenges.
Such as?
Some participants in the trials apparently reported quite severe nausea, enough that in some cases their doctors had to reduce the dose, or participants even started adjusting their own injection schedules to try and manage it.
Hmm. So managing side effects could be a real factor for some patients if this moves forward.
It could be. Source 4 also mentioned some isolated reports of potentially more serious things like kidney stones. But it's really important to emphasize that causation isn't proven there. It's something being watched closely in ongoing studies.
Okay. Still under investigation. And there was something else in that Source 4 article that really stood out to me. The speed of the weight loss itself. Did that cause any issues?
Apparently, yes. It seems the rate of weight loss was so rapid for some people that, paradoxically, the trial investigators reportedly told them to actually eat more.
Wait, what? In a weight loss study, they told people to increase their calorie intake.
That's what was reported. It really highlights just how potent the effect was for some individuals, and it's certainly, you know, a pretty unusual situation for an obesity trial.
That is wild, and it really underscores the need to understand the full physiological effects of such rapid change, right?
Right.
Which brings us to the long-term picture.
Exactly. We're talking about activating three key hormonal pathways potentially for years. We absolutely need long-term data.
What does that look like? Decades down the line, we just don't know yet.
We don't. And that's precisely why the ongoing phase 3 trials are so critical, like the TRIUMPH-6 trial Source 5 mentioned. We need results from thousands of people, followed for much longer periods.
To really nail down the full safety profile, find any rare side effects, and confirm if the efficacy holds up over time.
Precisely. That rigorous, long-term assessment is non-negotiable.
It's such an important reminder for everyone listening. The journey from exciting early results to an approved, widely used medication is deliberately long and careful. Safety and long-term effectiveness have to come first.
That's the scientific process working as it should.
So wrapping up this deep dive then,
yeah.
What's the main takeaway on Retatrutide based on everything we've looked at?
I think the key message is Retatrutide looks like a potentially major advancement in treating obesity and related metabolic issues. Its unique triple mechanism seems to drive, well, unprecedented weight loss in early trials, alongside significant improvements in other metabolic markers.
It definitely seems to justify the scientific attention it's getting.
For sure. But then this is the bit, but we have to keep hammering this home. It is still investigational.
Not approved yet.
Not approved. Mm. We really have to wait for those comprehensive phase 3 results to understand the full long-term safety and efficacy picture in large, diverse groups of people.
So the advice for anyone listening who's interested in weight management options remains the same, really.
Absolutely. Stick with evidence-based medicine. Talk to your doctor, a qualified healthcare professional who knows your situation, and approach news about novel compounds, however exciting it sounds, with informed caution. Wait for the full data.
Sound advice. Okay, before we close out, here's a final thought for you, our listener, to maybe chew on based on our discussion.
Mm.
Given that unprecedented rate of weight loss seen with Retatrutide in some people, what kind of specific, maybe even unexpected, metabolic or physiological adjustments might the body need to make long-term to actually sustain such a big change? And what does thinking about that potential challenge tell us about the next wave of research questions beyond just initial safety and effectiveness?
Sustaining major weight loss is notoriously difficult. Thinking about the body's long-term adaptations to such a powerful initial effect, that definitely raises some deep questions for the future.
Indeed. Something to think about. And that brings us to the end of this deep dive.